You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. Oh, how I love the gentleness of a new moon. Did you guys know there are so many layers to astrology? It is such a cool world. But if you look up the moon phase that you were born under, it can add another layer of self-discovery to your personality, to your soul's blueprint. I was born under a waning crescent moon. And if you guys have my book, It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon, I talk about the importance, especially in fertility and trying to conceive, knowing your moon phase that you were born under. So I was born under a waning crescent. This is when the moon looks crescent in the sky. You know, the emoji of the moon you can pull up on your phone. But it's waning. It's going into the new moon, a gentleness. If you were born under a new moon, the sky is dark. It's quiet. Everything is still. People rest more because there's not as much light energy in the sky. And such is exactly the opposite if you were born under a full moon. You may have a big personality, a big presence to you, with all this full moon light. So welcome to the podcast episode on the Virgo new moon. Thank you guys for tuning into Lightworkers Lounge. I'm your host, Stephanie Powers. Happy birthday to all the Virgos out there and to everybody else. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you good? Are you excited? Do you feel like you're ready to roll your sleeves up and get to work on something that came about over the last 6 weeks? Right now, we have six planets retrograde, seemingly moving backwards in the sky. I don't make podcast episodes on the specific planets and moving retrograde. It's really easy to understand. You pick the planet and then you think of retrograde. So let's use Venus. We all just went through a Venus retrograde. Venus rules love. She is the love language of your birth chart, amongst many other things, but we'll keep it basic. Venus rules love. This is love romantically, love for your mom, your dad, your children, your friends, your coworkers. It rules love. What do I love and value, right? So when this planet is moving backwards, looking like it's moving backwards, remember, retrograde planets are not literally moving backwards. We are doing all the REs. Rethinking, rewind, reassess, reevaluate. You know, there's so many people in the world that are suffering at the hands of codependency. And for a gazillion reasons, right? Codependency is when you are a people pleaser. You say yes when you would love to say no. No is a full sentence. No is an okay thing to say. People's reaction to you saying no is their responsibility. It is not yours. And so during this Venus retrograde, I bring that up because Venus, a strong Venus in the chart, could indicate codependency in people, of course. But when she's rewind, retrograde, rethink, you are going back and thinking, okay, with the things I love and the people I love, where can I start saying no? Where did things get a little muddy and murky? If we're doing fine and okay, where can I evolve, uplift, get better? You know, isn't that what life as human beings, souls on this earth, isn't this what it's all about? We get dropped on this earth into a flesh suit. Our soul wakes up and then all of a sudden it's just this never-ending race like Hunger Games. I love that movie. It is this never-ending race of improving, evolving, getting better, improving the generation before us and the generation after. Think about it. Look at how far we've advanced in technology in just the last 10 years. Holy shit. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in the next 10 years because everybody wakes up and we go to work. Because we're trying to produce something, better something, create something. And it's just an inherent need. So when planets are retrograde, screw the don't text your ex, don't buy a car, don't buy a phone. These things are quite literal. I mean, I've purchased a phone during Mercury retrograde once and it literally didn't turn on when I got home. I had to go get a new one. But it's just a time to slow down. We are so forward thinking, forward moving. It's a joke that we're called human beings. We should be called human doings because we are always doing something. Retrogrades should be an inviting period where we're like, ah, okay, I get to slow down. I get to relax and I get to sit and shuffle through the paper, the metaphorical paperwork on my desk to figure out, let me organize and clean my desk. Because right now it is covered in a lot of stuff and I need to sort through it. What can I throw out? What do I need to store and file away? And what do I need to currently work on? I'm organized. That way when said planet moves direct, you're starting from a clean, organized slate. Does that make sense? So right now with six planets, guys, this is over half of them in our little solar system. We have six planets going backwards. This is the best time to look back and see exactly with precision why your current reality is what it is. What's your current reality like? Do you have a good group of friends? Do you have a partner you love and things feel good? What is it like? If you would like to change anything, to evolve anything in your current reality, because remember, things are not supposed to stay the same. They're always supposed to evolve and improve and grow. If you'd like to change things moving forward, now, under this Virgo new moon, is the time to make a list of the past things, behaviors, mentalities, subconscious beliefs that have anchored you into this current reality that you're sitting in. Where do you live? What do you drive? What do you do? What is your energy? What's the first thing that pops up in your mind every morning? What do we want to purify? What do we want to finally turn around and look at and say, ah, this is my comfort zone and this is really comfortable and easy and there's no conflict. Whew, because I don't like conflict. And this is where I'd like to stay, but I can't because this is not working. It's affecting me, which is affecting my children, my partner, my friends, my work, my dreams, achieving goals and dreams in this life. It's time to finally face it. Okay, this isn't scary at all, says Virgo. So you guys know, having listened to the podcast episode on Virgo, Virgo is a mutable earth sign. This is the sign that rules purity, having a plan, seeing the details, being hypercritical and analyzing things to create a reality around what you're devoted to. I love that word for Virgo. You know, when you think of Virgo, you think of a clean-cut virgin nun. Well, they're devoted to their faith and the things that they believe they can perfect and bring about in this world. And they create a plan to get there. Virgo is one of my favorite earth signs simply because they are not fixed and cardinal like Taurus and Capricorn cousins over there. What does that mean? A fixed sign is someone who is set in their ways. This is how we do it. This is the way it goes. Ta-da. No other way to look at it. Capricorn is too busy to look at any of that shit because they're just like, me, how do I get ahead? I'm too stressed. I got the weight on the world on my back of carrying all you children around. I don't got time to think about, well, how can we change this? Like, I'm hiring other people to do that. And then they tell me what to, you know, Capricorn's that presidential. Presidents of the United States don't make any decisions. They have a whole host of people that just tell them, hey, repeat this, do this, sign this. Okay, that's Capricorn. But Virgo. Virgo's quite different because Virgo is mutable in their earth, meaning a Virgo earth sign is much more laid back. They can mutate. They can change their mind. They can pivot. They are not so fixed and stubborn and set in their ways. They also know that they can delegate tasks and have a whole team. Virgos are the earth signs that are leaders walking side by side with their people. Capricorn's in front. Taurus is in the back with their arms crossed saying, I'm not fucking moving. shout out to Taurus. Virgo notices all the details. It is both their greatest gift and their curse. When you think about your dream partner, dream home, dream job, dream state of health, What do you see? One of my favorite manifestation techniques and practices is to dive into the Virgo-esque energy of getting down to the details. A lot of my water moons, my Pisces placements, you guys love in our birth chart readings when I give you this exercise. I say, hey, go make a playlist for your future dream partner. Go listen to all your favorite songs, find some new ones, and put them all in a playlist called Dream Lover or Dream Partner. And when you meet this person, there is no if, there is a when. This person walks into your life. Play it for them. Play this on your first dinner date. Play this on your first car ride. You guys love it. You eat it up. It's so cool and it's fun. I like to say this is how I attracted JL, my partner, my Virgo man, into my life because but right before I met him, before I even knew of his sweet existence, I was going through a divorce. And, you know, I met my ex-husband when I was 19. We had known each other since we were in third grade. It's just a very wild story. But I was married, committed, housewife, woman, all of my 20s, all of them until 29. Hi, Saturn return, when I got the divorce. And so at 29, when I realized, oh shit, like this is actually happening, I am a 29, almost 30-year-old woman who now has to enter the dating world. Oh my God. How do you do this? What? People are on apps like Instagram that help you find a partner? Oh, definitely not for me. That sounds terrifying. You know, it was just such foreign territory. And so I started to spiral out and think, holy shit, what have I done? I think I would have much rather stayed with my ex-husband because getting out in the dating pool is scary, but I definitely knew I couldn't do that and it was too late to do that. So I just sat there and I was like, let me just take a deep breath. There was this beautiful sunset over the Rocky Mountains because I was in Colorado at the time. And I grabbed a piece of paper and a pen, so old school, and I wrote down little things. I said, okay. My dream partner dances with me as we're in the kitchen putting groceries away. You know, it's not like an unsexy adulting moment of, oh, we went to the grocery store. Let's carry in the bags and then put all the food away. But my partner grabs me and dances with me. And it's just so fun. And we start singing. And I always said I wanted there to be music between me and my partner, whether we always put music on in the morning to make breakfast or we sing together, we play instruments together. I just really wanted that to be a part of it. And oh, I wish I could find this list. I'm sure it's in the Denver landfill by now, but I wrote so many things that I forgot about until I met JL a couple of years later. And I remember our first place we got together was in Austin, Texas. And you know, it's always so cool when you go from like that honeymoon phase of, wow, everything's so exotic and fresh and new. And then you go, you cross over the threshold into buying groceries together, walking through the aisles of like, what pasta do you eat? What's your favorite cheese? What are you, you know? And then when we get home and put groceries away, guess what he did? He grabbed me and he danced with me. And it was in that moment that I was like, holy shit, I wrote this down. I wrote this down and it's happening. This is insane. So long story short, what I'm trying to share with you guys is under this Virgo new moon, get down to the details. Your dream home. Close your eyes. When you walk inside, what does it smell like? When you grab the handle, what does it feel like? Is it something you pinch? Is it something you fist? Is like, what is it? Is it something? Get, is it cold? Is it warm? What does it smell like outside? What does it smell like inside? When you walk in, where's the restroom? Is there carpet? Is there hardwood floor? Does it smell old and worn and used and cozy? Or does it smell fresh like wood and paint and new? Oh, activate the senses, says Virgo, under this new moon, your dream health state. I bring this up because Virgo rules our health. These are my health nuts. These are the runners. These are the people that do a 5K on Thanksgiving. I love them for it. These are my holistic practitioners, naturopaths, herbalists, Virgos. you won't catch them dead walking through an aisle of junk food. They're at Whole Foods teaching the Whole Foods employees about the herbs. But get clear and concise. Your dream job. What is it like in the morning? What does the morning glow look like in that dream house? And where does the afternoon light hit? You know, have fun with it. Paint it. Because the answer is always in the details. With that said, Virgo's sister sign is Pisces. These two are opposite each other in the sky, making them sisters. And these are the sisters that, as you hear in the last episode, that are hard to get along. Virgo is feet on the ground. Pisces says, head in the clouds, Virgo. These two really struggle to understand each other. But Virgo versus Pisces. We can't always rely on feelings. Ugh! Lightworkers Lounge, you can't tell us that. We've got to rely on manifestation and gut feelings and intuition. Of course, you guys, these are some of our greatest protection mechanisms in our whole body. But the age-old question that you guys know I have asked so many people on the show, I've hashed it out with so many people, and to be honest, I still can't give you a concrete answer. What is the difference between anxiety and intuition? Is this gut feeling trauma, or is this gut feeling intuition? This is the ultimate Virgo Pisces debate. To drive this point home, I give the example of twin flames versus a real partnership. Oh, I lost so many listeners when I started to get real about the twin flame, soulmate, karmic partner dynamic. I still very much believe that there are spiritual connections you have to people, but I grew up, guys. I grew up. I planted my feet in reality while keeping my head in the stars, and I realize you can have a twin flame mark with many people. You can. And this is my belief. I understand beliefs are so mutable. You can. And how do I know this? I see it in birth charts all the time. You can have it with your children. You can have it with your parents. But it doesn't mean that you get an excuse to bypass what's morally correct in the game of life and being a human. All too often, I see people meet their twin flame, but that person is married. That person has children. That person has a family that they are committed and responsible to in that moment. There is no spiritual definition. You know, this is Virgo versus Pisces. Virgo says that person is married. We don't do that. Purity, virginity here, right? Pisces says, well, they're married, but they're miserable. They're married, but there's no real connection. They just have to play house to raise the kids. They're married, but they're going to leave them. And I'm already thinking of how co-parenting will go. And no. Don't do that to yourself. When we fall in love with someone where it's just not the right time, now we can throw that quote. Is it the right person or the wrong time? Is it the right time, wrong person? What are we working with here? Virgo says, no, no, no. A real partnership can be made with anyone. Of course, there has to be a natural chemistry and emotional connection, but a real partnership is something you work on and improve in as individuals and as a unit over and over and over. The twin flame, the soulmate, the karmic partner connection says, well, this is something that can't be defined. This is something that can't be put in a box. This is something that gets to bypass the human earthly laws of attraction and relationships. And I get that. There's still a piece of me that, of course, vibes and fucks with that. But we've got to blend the two, which is why Virgo and Pisces sisters are one of my most difficult signs to blend together. We've got to blend the two. You can have a real partnership with your twin flame, but you can also work really hard in a relationship to make a relationship and a marriage feel like it is a twin flame. Does that make sense, guys? So the answer is always in the details. You can't always rely on feelings. I feel like I don't like this person right now. Well, maybe we've got to put in work. I feel like men just suck or women are all bitches and I'll never make a relationship work. Well, what do you need to work on within? What are the details of your personality? What are the details of how you behave that attract you to narcissists, that attract you to codependence? What are we working with here? Right? Mercury, the planet that rules over Virgo, is direct right now. I mean, is retrograde right now. And Mercury moves direct the day after this new moon. What does that mean? The road forward finally appears. If you have felt like you have just been floating in a current and you're unable to move, like caught in a riptide, and you just want to get out of it, I am telling you, starting in late September, early October, things will more than likely fall into place. The road forward may finally appear. So it is a season of Mercury, be it Virgo season, and Mercury rules the mind, the intellect, communication. It is the mastermind. If you really want something, you can manipulate your thoughts and your reality to get it. The Pisces in the back are saying, thank you. Yes, you can. It's all about how you feel. Am I positive every day? Do I think positive, manifest things, look at things through an optimistic rose-colored lens? That's important. But a lot of people get stuck in thinking, well, I've been feeling really negative and low because my dog just died and I'm depressed, or my mom just got sick and now I have to take care of her. And this is, you know, of course, you've got to feel those emotions. Those are very natural things. But when I say you can manipulate your thoughts and your reality to get something, go through your daily routine, Virgo's favorite thing, with a fine-tooth comb. You know, Virgo, virginity, the nun, purity, they're devoted to a cause. They are devoted to achieving something, devoted to success in whatever form that looks like. They love to go through the details of their day when they don't see themselves achieving what they want. Do I wake up and scroll through my phone and check the weather and check my horoscope and check Instagram and TikTok? Or do I wake up and not touch any blue light and go get natural light? It seems like, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes of scrolling on your phone, that is 5 minutes that you could have been stretching, which is a lot of good stretching for the body in 5 minutes you can do. You see that little tiny thing of your 12-hour day? It's little. You don't look at it and think of it as too much. Like, well, I have to really poop. I'm a Virgo and I really got to go poop when I wake up. Trust me, guys. I do medical astrology readings. I know poor Virgos have the stomach issues because their nervous systems are so... When I wake up and go poop in the morning, am I scrolling on my phone? Am I reading the news? Am I looking at social media? Even just checking the weather? Like, no, guys. Leave that thing alone. Sit and poop in peace and don't read anything. And then go outside and get natural things. This is oh so important during Virgo season. And for my Virgos is to ground that mastermind energy. So going back to that phrase, you can manipulate your thoughts and reality to get what you want by manipulating the little things, right? Okay, tomorrow I wake up. That Steph girl on the podcast said, don't touch my phone. All right, I'm not going to. I wanted to because it's just so inherent in me. I reach for my phone, but hands off. Drop that thing like it's hot. Go outside. I don't care if the sun's out. It's still dark, whatever. Just go outside. Take one deep breath. That's it. It'll take you 60 seconds, if that. That is where you start to manipulate your thoughts, which manipulates your day, which manipulates your daily routine, which compound creates a brand new reality that you have never had but always wanted. In order to get what you've never had, you must do what you've never done. If there is something in your life that feels so far away, a dream partner, dream home, dream job, dream health, dream bank account, in order to get those things, you've got to do what you have not been doing, because clearly what you have been doing hasn't achieved those results. Right? And this is why I'm speaking like a true Virgo here. It's like I live with one. Shout out to Baby J. But it's reality. And this is why a lot of the times Virgos get a bad rep for being controlling. They get the inward narcissist thrown at them because they can see the way, and they can also see where in your daily routine you're fucking up. And they want to help you. They love, similar to their neighbor Leo, they love to see people win. Leos love to see their friends win, because if they've got the big friend group, their pack of lions, they love it. But Virgos genuinely love to see their neighbors, the stranger at the gas station, their family, oh, their partners for sure, their children. They love to see everybody win. They want to see everybody in their authenticity, purity, shining. Just shining. And so sometimes, Virgos, you can really absorb the consequences for others' actions because you're like, oh, let me just take over here. Codependency is a really big one under this new moon, where we've got to release it and realize no is a full sentence, and we have to accept that people need to experience the consequences for their actions, right? You guys remember during Virgo season podcast, I was saying, stop trying to change someone. You either love them for who they are, or you leave them alone. Just stop. No more sending the psychological posts. No more sending the podcast. No more saying book a birth chart reading. No more. If they're not doing it, they don't want to do it. They don't want to change. I know it is so hard under a Virgo sky to accept that some people don't want to change. And it's not that they don't want to. They may not be ready. We cannot force somebody else's journey and timeline to completely match and mesh with ours at the same exact time. If you find that, that is just a beautiful synchronistic vibration, but it won't last long because lives, even while they can be intertwined, they are radically individual. You don't know what's happening to your partner at work one day. You don't know if your partner's got a health issue that is deep within them that you can't physically see, but they can feel it every day. We just don't know. The ripple in the water changes things so frequently. So love people for who they are or leave them alone. A greatest lesson for a Virgo is, can I listen without throwing advice? It's so hard. And it comes from a beautiful place in their heart of, I just want to fix people and then move on to the next and fix them and then move on to the next. I have to say it because I'm staring at a picture of me and my pug Jeffrey, but Virgo rules pets, animals, cats, dogs. So how are your fur babies under this new moon? Do you feel like doing something for stray animals? Veterinarian clinics, shelters, these are all Virgo energy. I often think, I went to Jeffrey's vet yesterday to pick up some flea meds, and I just look around and I see the sick animals getting carried in, and I think, oh my gosh. I've read a couple of veterinarians' birth charts. You guys are amazing. What you do for work is just the Lord's work, if you will. But I think of you guys, and I think this is such Virgo energy. Do you guys ever imagine what a veterinarian has to go through? They are euthanizing animals every day. And not only is that just sad, but they have to deal with the emotions of the owners who are just crushed. Losing a pet is slowly but absolutely surely becoming a grief that is sometimes heavier, even though you can't quantify grief, but you know what I mean. It's sometimes heavier than losing a human in your life. It's hard. And this is such Virgo, virgin purity energy is the unconditional love between you and a pet. So under this Virgo new moon, I just wanted to say it rules pets. Be extra careful with your pets and your babies. Maybe try them on a new diet, a new exercise routine. Research how you can help them with things. I know for animals who suffer from a lot of skin issues, allergy issues, tumors, cancers, get fragrance away from them. Now, Jeffrey agrees over there snoring. Their paw pads, right? They're walking around your house. If you're using scented chemical carpet cleaners, a Swiffer mop on your hardwood floors or your linoleum floors in the kitchen, and it's got fragrance in it or anything not natural, their little paw pads are absorbing all of it. It is zero question why so many animals, especially in America, have thyroid issues, autoimmune issues. It's matching us, guys. It's matching us. I think of animals in the wild, right? Did you know, it's funny to look at my pug and say this, but it is factual. Dogs are 99% the same biological DNA as a wolf. The 1% is size, coat, color. That's it. 1% changes all of that. But 99% is shared with the wolf. Now, go there in your mind with me, right? Let's go into the details of this vision. Let's go to Montana, Alaska, northern Canada. And we're going to a pack of wolves in the wild. Do you think they are walking around in their pack howling at the moon, looking for a cornfield to just go chew on ears of corn together as a pack? No. They are taking down animals, and the alpha will eat the heart and the organs of it because he's got to stay strong. And then the rest of the animals will finish off the meat and the bones and the liver and the lungs and the trachea and all the rest. Nothing will go to waste in that animal because that is all they eat. Rabbits. Ooh, when they get a rabbit, that's a good snack for them. This is what wolves eat. And if they share the same 99% DNA with our dogs, what are you feeding your dog? Do you ever look at what's in that kibble? It's gluten. It's corn. It's soy. It's wheat. No fragrance, no kibble. I'll leave that. That's a whole other episode in itself. But same for cats. You picture lions out in the safari, Sahara, whatever. This is such a hot topic for me because I've dealt with a cat with diabetes, and you know, it breaks my heart that there's so many unnecessary health issues in these poor animals that don't have control over what they eat or how they live. And it just breaks my heart. And so spreading awareness, I've got to do it under a Virgo new moon. Forgive me. I hope you guys are learning a thing or two from this, but animals, cats, the same exact thing. 99% lion shared that DNA. And when you see a lion, do you see them in a cornfield chowing down on soybeans, a carb field? No. They would wither away. They are eating animals, gazelles, bison. This is their yum yums. And so with cats, especially raw tuna, cans of tuna, if you can't, do not give them kibble. Do not give them friskies. There are things that just mess with their blood sugar and make them so hungry. You know, Jeffrey's fed a raw diet, obviously. And whenever we go to pet stores or the bank or even puppuccinos at Starbucks, he won't take it. He'll look at a puppuccino and go, bleh, get it away. Gross. When we go to pet stores and they try handing him some of the classic, you know, milk bones and things, he's like, bleh, get it away. And they're like, what? A pug doesn't like that? I'm like, me and JL tell him he only wants raw meat. When you raise him on a diet, they're going to look at that stuff and be like, what the fuck is this? So there's my spiel on animals, and shout out to veterinarians, vet assistants, administrative assistants, scheduling appointments at veterinary clinics, dealing with the customers and the patients. It's, you guys are the Virgo heroes and people who work at animal shelters. Guys, that is so Virgo energy. Donate their time to help animals who are so terrified of humans from being abused and whatnot. This is the Virgo energy, being of service to the underdog. Okay. So, in summary, this Virgo new moon, don't forget the importance of the little things, your morning routine, your diet, the people you associate with, your diet, guys. Feet on the ground, head in the stars. If we don't have a healthy physical vessel, how in the world can we expect to have a healthy spiritual one? It does not work the other way around. You cannot meditate autoimmunity away. We've got to focus on our bodies, our getting in fats and healthy carbs and pairing fats with sweets. You know, this is why I offer the medical astrology readings now. Please, please, please invest in that. If you need help with your physical vessel, let's start there. Lightworkers-lounge.com. Use your podcast listener discount code gratitude. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. This is the perfect, cosmically speaking, Virgo new moon to invest in something like that, to really get a pulse check on your health. The people you associate with, Virgo is hyper aware of who drains their energy and who uplifts it. Virgo are very competitive people. They like to be perfect. They like to be number one. And so they know that they cannot be number one unless they surround them. This is the higher octave, right? There's a higher and a lower. The higher octave of Virgo is they surround themselves constantly with people who are better because they know that is how you climb the success ladder. The lower octave of Virgo is they will only surround themselves with people who are lower than them because they love a good fixer-upper. And the Virgo who is struggling with low self-esteem, which is a very common trait of this sign, will surround themselves with people lower than them in their emotional maturity and their level of success, again, whatever that definition may be, because it makes them feel better as a default, right? So let's move towards the higher octave of this new moon and always make sure we are surround, we're not the smartest one in the room, okay? Right? Virgo. Virgo is one of the signs that can suffer from addiction. Anything to escape this critical mind. And so how this applies to all of us, whether we have Virgo in our charts or not, is what have you been addicted to lately? Again, is it scrolling? Is it sex? Is it Netflix? Is it a certain food? Is it cheese? Or is it sweets, ice cream? What are you trying to escape from? What are we trying to escape from? How does your inner voice speak to you? You know, under a new moon, we get really quiet. The sky is dark. This is a really good chance. Meditation comes a little bit naturally, more naturally during a new moon because we don't feel electrocuted with energy like a full moon. So dive into that. What does your inner voice tell you? Does it tell you you're not good enough? Does it tell you you're fat? Does it tell you you're too skinny? Does it tell you you're not sexy or cool anymore? Does it tell you that so many people already do that, so why would you even bother? Does it tell you if you post that thing, people are going to laugh at you and your family's going to text you like, what the fuck was that? That's stupid. What are you doing? That's so weird. Who gives a fuck? Who cares what anybody has to say? Here's your Sagittarius stuff coming out. Tell that Virgo critical mind under this new moon, shut it. Nobody is me, and that is my superpower. Nobody has experienced what I have. Nobody has a chart exactly like mine, and that is my superpower. A lot of the disempowered Virgo energy can be addiction to not just substances, but addiction to drama, addiction to the fixer-uppers, addiction to everybody, come to me with your problems and your family and friend drama, I'll fix it, says Virgo. And then they don't realize they get lit up by it and they enjoy it. And so, of course, it keeps coming. And of course, Virgos can be addicted to drugs and alcohol. In my early stages of my astrologer journey, I was very baffled to find out that a lot of Virgos can seriously suffer from drug and alcohol addiction. But as I got to know more Virgos and studied even more, put in more hours of readings, it became very clear. First of all, their sister sign is Pisces, and Pisces rules that realm of life. But second, Virgos are so hypercritical of themselves. They get too lost in the details, too critical of themselves and others around them as a result, and they want to escape. They are like, get me out of this reality because this is mental prison. This is mental torture. Pass that bottle. Give me that pill. Let me snort that. Anything to get relief from this. And so there's, again, it's all in the daily routine, all in the details, all in, do I surround myself with people who are also hypercritical of themselves and everyone around them? This Virgo new moon is a new start to make healthier choices. It's a new start to be both the student and the teacher. To remind yourself that perfection does not exist. And so in your pursuit of trying to reach it, understand that you're chasing a carrot dangling in front of you, playing a game that is rigged to lose. And because of this, it's the journey in life, not the destination. Okay? So under this Virgo new moon, what does your daily routine show that you are devoted to? This can be really fun or it can be a slap in the face. What do you do every day without being told to do it? Do you watch Netflix a lot? Do you binge eat in the car? Do you scroll on social media? Do you listen to a lot of other people's drama for hours? If you add up, I'm telling you, get down into the details. If you talk to your friends all day and make time for them because we want to be a good friend, what are you talking about with them? Does it feel like an equal exchange? Is what you're talking about helping you evolve and improve? And literally, add up the minutes you spend talking to people and subtract that from your day. And tell yourself and get honest and real. Tap into your virginity, Virgo, purity energy and be authentic with your response. Does this help me achieve what I want? I'm giving you this hard-ass energy because this is the key out of complaining and hyper-anxiety and morning nervous poops and and feeling stuck and feeling like, holy shit, is this the rest of my life? This can't be. It's not. And you have the power to manipulate your reality through your thoughts and the details and the daily routine. I love you guys. If you want to invest in a private reading with me to check out the rest of this Virgo season and see what's coming up with Libra, who's kind of getting ready to knock on the door, lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings. I will see you guys next episode. See ya on Instagram. I love you. See ya.